How do you master your professional image? I'm Sheena Walker, Director of Performance. That's a question that came up at a training day I was delivering. That perhaps you don't need to be too professional. Perhaps you could just deliver training or speak in your casual clothes. Let me ask you, how do you prepare to have a professional image? To be honest, and you know that I've got to know a lot of you through just my podcast, a professional image is not being part of the sloppy brigade. The lazy brigade, the sloppy brigade. And some people have a view, and I see it throughout social media. Some people have a view that it doesn't matter what you look or sound like if you deliver a service. Sorry, if that's how you think, you've got that very, very wrong. So let's look at some of the things that I share. And I call it having a commercial brand. Mastering your professional image and your commercial brand so you can be commercially successful. So what might that look like? So I'm going to actually look at, in the time we have, some of the areas that perhaps you could start to think about. The first thing I want you to think about is, what does your image look like? What does your posture look like? What does your dress code look like? And that's really, really important. And I think that, yes, there is a need. You can have casual trousers, a casual shirt. Yes, of course you can. But it's interesting. I recently had my hair done. And yes, it was good. I liked it. And yet on the camera, I thought, I just had my hair done. And it wasn't a Sheena. It wasn't a me. I felt it was just a little bit different, and that's okay. But I didn't like the image that it portrayed. So I think that you need to go back. I've got some photographer friends and they would say that your image is really key. Your headshot is key. Your hair design is key. The second thing I want to link to that is how you use your voice. And we speak, I've spoken a lot about how you use your voice. Because you see, commercial success is about having a brand identity, a brand story. And that means that you need to be able to create in your presentation, you need to create a compelling narrative that focuses on addressing clients' needs, your customers, your clients, your staff. We'll call them clients. I think that seems a bit informal, I know. But I'm taking into account all the people that you might be having conversations with in the course of your day. So what's really important, and I've noticed that this doesn't happen, is that your staff, from the reception to the sales managers to other members of staff, all need to know what the benefit is of their service. What's the benefit of your service to them? Recently, I had a conversation. As you know, I live near Bridge of Allen, and we have an estate agent. They've been there for a few years now. I didn't know the person, but every time I passed his window, I stopped and had a look. And I was trying to think what it was that made me stop to have a look. It was this: the imaging and the photography of the houses was amazing. The window image and display was well laid out. But what I really liked was the colours of the brand. So the photography, the image, and the colours of the brand were actually superb. Now, I didn't know this person, but I've since met them and shared my views. That company's called Halliday's. And I'd say Halliday's take a bow, because not only Oscar, who's the general manager, but the staff all have the same philosophy. They have a service and a solution to selling your house or renting your house. And I think that that starts with the image that you portray that makes people do what I did. I stopped and I looked, but I was looking at it through the lens of Sheena. So that's key. Could you do that? Look through the lens of you at what an image and what the non-verbal voice is telling you. The third thing I want to share with you is that sharing Oscar and Halliday's company, I have something that I shared, and that's about how do you open up a skeptical mind? How do you open up someone who thinks, well, you might just be the same as everybody else? We've got lots of estate agents, lots of hairdressers, lots of different companies that all do something similar. So what you have to be able to do to be commercially viable is you've got to be able to swiftly provide a compelling reason why somebody would come and use your service. And going back, yes, I think that I said about the image and the photography and the non-verbal voice, immediately it captivated me. So whatever area you work in, do you captivate your audience? Do they stop and are curious to ask you some more questions? The fourth thing I'd like to share with you is, and we'll keep on the theme of Oscar and Halliday Homes, is that they've positioned themselves as expert in the property and estate agent industry. And I think that that's absolutely crucial to establish your credibility, your expertise, your experience, and a deep understanding of the subject. And I have a friend now that works there, Peter, and he's worked with a variety of companies in different settings, but he started his career as an evaluator, evaluating property, where you can have and get the best price, giving you advice on how you might lay out your house to sell. So there's a whole lot of expertise in Halliday's. So I believe that they've not only got expert positioning through their window and their visuals, but they have that expertise with the staffing. I know they have their own photographer, Holly. So she's the person that would take credit for my observation of the window. Can you see what I'm saying? I'm actually using, and I've not had a conversation with these team members, I'm using a case study. I'm sharing with you how I see a local company, what they're doing, how they're becoming commercially viable, how they're using their services, their knowledge and skills of their staff. So that leads me on to the fifth one, which is showcasing what you actually do. So if you're a hairdresser, work in the property market, a joiner, an electrician, build houses, a digital marketer, you need to be able to position who you are, what you do, to show very clearly the solution that you can provide for your customers. And it has to be unique. You can't just be the same as everybody else. I shared with somebody yesterday, you need to be world class at what you do. First class, world class. Don't work in economy class. It's easy to be world class. Why is that? Because you know why that is? There's nobody there. So you can lead the field in your industry very clearly by delivering an incomparable service, a service that nobody else is providing. And you've got to keep leading the field. And so I touched there on personal case studies. That leads me on to a really important aspect of you, your company, and your service. And that is your commercial brand and your brand story. Where did you start? How did you start doing what you did? What was it you did that was different? How did you stay a futurist in your market? Are you staying a futurist in your market? So what's really important is that you can connect emotionally with the people you work with. You know, sometimes I meet people who have had been challenged in a business, and that puts them off working with another business coach or working with somebody that's a commercial business coach that can help them to step up in what they do. So what's quite important is that you can actually be understanding and care about what your customers think, how they might feel if in the past they've actually had a very bad experience. And so if they're telling you that they've had a bad experience, you've got to be able to understand that. I call that my feel, felt and found approach. That you say, well, I understand and I can feel that. Let's look at how we can do that differently. And that feel, felt and found approach, you would change your voice. When I spoke earlier about using your voice, I hear people that increase their voice and they shout. When you're in the business world and a commercial environment, you've got to be able to have a soft voice to understand people. Your caring voice, that should always be very soft. If you have a success voice, that would be a much louder voice. But being able to listen to people and to pace and pause and listen carefully to what they're saying, and being able to respond to them and reinforce that you definitely are the company that they would want to work with. And I call that, when you're using your voice, I call that the power of vocal variety. You see, employing tone and pace and keeping your clients engaged is actually key to them being and making you feel memorable. Wouldn't you like it if somebody went out at the weekend and they've had a bad experience? We'll go back to the Halliday homes. Wouldn't it be nice if you were out at the weekend and somebody's telling you about a challenge that they've had, and you can share your experience of that particular company. Your experience of how they were influential in their conversations. Listen to what I'm saying. Influential in your conversations. How they actually listened and met your needs. And if you shared that with somebody on a night out, they would be really, really impressed. Well, I would be impressed. I always like when somebody shares good practice. I'm soon going to Australia to visit family that I've not seen for about 6 years. And I used a company called Trailfinders. They're across the UK. And they were just amazing because I wanted to stop off in Singapore, in Perth, and stop off in Dubai. I thought it was a lot of multiple city, and it would have been very easy for me to make a mistake or get lost. And they actually handled everything. And they have an amazing way that they work. Their service is quite unique. Let me give you one point that happened yesterday. I was checking in and looking at booking my seats. And on one of the areas of the itinerary, I couldn't get in to do that. So I called them, and within seconds, I didn't have to explain, as you normally do, explain who I was, where I was going, could they check something. They knew. They said, "Oh, hi, Sheena. Are you getting ready for your trip?" And I said, "Oh, I've got a question. Can I tell you what it is?" She said, "Oh, I've got your itinerary right up in front of me." Wow. She said, "We have our telephone linked to the customer itinerary and service. So as soon as they call, your itinerary will come up on our screen." Wow. How amazing is that? The power of technology. The power of your brand identity. And I just think that these are the sort of points, and these are the solutions. I love great customer service. And my family would be the very first to say that, "Oh, I'm quite judgmental. I've got high expectations of what customer service should look like." And for me, customer service is three words. Deliver on a promise. It's four words, actually. Let me ask you, do you deliver on a promise like Holiday Homes and Trailfinders? They deliver on a promise. Do you? What I've shared with you is a way that you can think about enhancing your commercial visibility in your business. How you can look at driving sales differently and being able to position you. I ask people, are you an expert in what you do? What if I helped you to become an authority? You see, people that have authority actually lead their industry. They lead their industry. And do you know what that actually means? It means that you're the first company or the person they think of when they're looking to travel, sell their house. Let me ask you, in your industry, are you the first person that people think of? I'm Sheena Walker, Director of Performance by Design. And what I've shared with you today is a snapshot from one of my masterclasses about how you can master your professional image for commercial success and expanding your brand identity. If you want to get in touch with me, or if you have a few questions, I'm happy to have a conversation. You can contact me on 07588 645 702 or sheena@sheenawalker.com. Look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you found what I've shared today useful to develop your commercial brand.